The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The actions of the next few weeks could help set a positive tone for the work of the next Congress. The tone that will depend largely on the administration's willingness to respect the message sent last Tuesday.
Mitch McConnell talking about what's going to happen in the future, looking through the tea leaves, if you will, to the relationship with the president and this new Congress coming in. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you in a chilly, chilly neighborhood these days for most of us, because of the Arctic blast, kind of like what they're seeing in Washington without the Arctic blast. And then you put that on top of it, and they may as well be in Alaska. The president already has decided, you know what? I said twice that I'm going to jump and the net will find me with immigration. He's going to unveil a 10-point plan for illegals, maybe coming up next Friday. Who knows, maybe sooner. I really thought that this would happen in January because we're going to smash into the holidays, but no. The 10-point plan would include the idea that the first 10,000 who are living in the shadows, I'll say, or living underneath the radar, they're here illegally, they, if they came forward, they would get 50% off what they would have to pay back for not paying taxes. And then there are a whole bunch of other things that would be mixed into this too as well. So 10 executive actions, that's the 10-point plan, that would, one, suspend deportations for and legalize about 5 million illegal immigrants, maybe as soon as next week. So I guess the idea was to jump on it and then get close to the Thanksgiving holiday, and that's certainly what it's looking like now. That means that Homeland Security is going to be involved in this, and there's going to be a slew of others that will be affected, too. The deferred action for childhood arrivals that affected millions of illegals who were brought to the U.S. as kids before June of 2007 and who were under 31 years old as of June 12th when the program started, you know, were affected. So with this new executive action order, the president would just expand that to cover anyone who came to the United States before age 16, and they would move to have the cutoff date back to June 1st, 2010. So that could affect a lot of people. The State Department immigrant visa program that would have technology jobs would offer another 500,000 immigrants a path to citizenship, too. The DHS plan would promote the new naturalization process by giving that discount that I mentioned to 10,000 who came forward. And then there are a bunch of other priorities that are mixed into the 10-point plan. So when the president said he was going to go forward with immigration, he wasn't kidding. You heard Mitch McConnell there, the future Senate Majority Leader, now the Minority Leader, who said it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. So clearly the Republicans have said, don't do this on immigration. But I think this is happening sooner rather than later. So what does that mean? What's the shakeout? What is that going to mean for the other people? The sad thing, and this is the truth of it, I don't care what your politics are, that the people who are waiting in line are once again going to get shoved back into the corner a little bit more because simply there isn't enough. There's only so much you can process, and then you're done. You're done for another 6 months, another year. All right, we're hardly finished here on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, boy, we got to lighten the load. Nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, ring, at this number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And when you call in, You don't have to love football. In fact, you might not even like it, and that is okay. It's just a game. So you pick a side of the game that we announce, tell us what the final score is going to be, and if you happen to nail the score, you win the fabulous prize pack. Also, for fun, and it's a kind of it's your business segment, we have a guy named John Adolf who's going to join us who has designed an app that can pay valets, etc. You know, when you're forced to valet, or maybe you like to valet, it's only a couple of bucks, whatever it is, you got to tip them, you got to come up with the cash, and then, ooh, lo and behold, no coin in the old pocket because you just walk around with plastic. It's an app that will help that situation. How's that? That's the best way to describe it, I think. And we live in an app world, without a doubt. So there are so many apps. You go out and you start to search. But the cool ones are the ones that significantly affect your life or my life that can do something that will help us, whether it's make life easier or add something to the game. And it's a race to market with anything considered to be appable. I don't think that's a word, but I like it. Appable. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, and you see him on Shark Tank, he's a guy who's always looking for that kind of stuff. He's backing people with apps and looking for whatever the next best thing is. I mean, people forget this guy made his fortune selling Broadcast.com to Yahoo for $5.7 billion. $5.7 billion, that's so much coin. And that was back in 1999. And he was smart. He really cashed in his chips before everything crumbled, meaning before the economic crash, where his money was in paper before that. It would have certainly made a difference on his wealth anyway, just before that tech bubble popped. And he and his longtime business partner, Todd Wagner, who is a billionaire in his own right, are thinking about the what is next call. What is next? What are we doing next? Also coming up in our next couple of hours here on America Tonight, it's always about the numbers, right? We can count. And we certainly can, or we try anyway. So we will definitely have some kind of version of all of that, the way it's looking now. And in the meantime, you can throw in your two cents on immigration and the Keystone Pipeline, Senator Mary Landrieu, the Democrat fighting for her life. She's got a runoff election coming up. Wants a vote on the Keystone Pipeline because those kind of issues have really strangled her. And her chances of maintaining her seat in the Senate hang precariously in the balance. So she's trying to push the Keystone Pipeline forward as fast as she can, knowing that this will be something that you can chalk up to. She can add to her resume and maybe gives her a little bit of a chance to not be booted out, to retain that seat in the Senate. Hang with us. We're talking apps next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's all I got selling for me living. It's all I got selling to make a shilling. That is my occupation, to be a pallet woman. Shake your little hand and don't mess up. I'm selling me pallet chicken. So please do your
thing. Certainly don't hear on America Tonight. When we dive into technology, we've been talking a lot about app and app development and the amazing blank canvas it is. It's so exciting to see entrepreneurs jumping in with both feet and watching things happen. I say it's like instant sea monkeys in a way. When you have the good idea, when you get people to buy into it, and you watch it just take off and explode on you. So John Adolf is in our virtual green room. He's an entrepreneur who started his business, actually, as I'm told, on the side while working, check this out, as an attorney full time. So you'd be pretty busy there. And now he's got this app that's out that's really starting to take fire. Hey, John, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you're an attorney, and in your mind, you're thinking, wow, I have a great idea. I want to jump into this app world. What was it that pushed you into that direction of, I want to develop an app?
Well, you know, I've always had sort of an entrepreneurial itch and wanted to do something. And, you know, for a long time, I had read, you know, different entrepreneurial books and things, and they said, you know, if you can solve a pain point that a lot of people have, you're on your way to something that could be good. And one of the, you know, my biggest, you know, minor inconveniences, I guess, is I never carry cash. And there are more times than I can count, I've either had to borrow from friends or, you know, probably the worst example was I had to leave my wife at the bar with a glass of wine and then go walk a couple blocks to find an ATM because the valet cost money and I didn't have any on me.
So you decided, aha, this is a pain point, I bet, for a lot of people. Which, by the way, John, I'm in that same crowd as you. It's happened to me a few times because I don't carry cash either. And is that when the idea just it dawned on you?
Yeah, I mean, the idea dawned on me, and, you know, I spent a bit of time, you know, talking to other people, trying to validate it a bit, make sure that, you know, I wasn't the only person who had that inconvenience. And then, you know, spent a bunch of time kind of designing the app, working out how I wanted it to look, talking with some valet companies about, you know, if they were going to implement a solution, what were the kind of the issues they needed to have addressed? Because, you know, when I looked at it, yeah, you and I are kind of one set of customers, but the valet companies are also another set of customers because they need to have them on board if, you know, you're ever going to be able to use that app anywhere.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. So that's the first thing you did once you develop, and we'll go into the development in a second, but once you
sure.
have the app, once you have the app, you started to reach out to people, places where you ate, where you used a valet service and started to talk to them?
Well, you know, I actually, you know, started talking with valet companies before we even had the app designed and built, because I wanted to design it and build it with their, you know, some of their considerations in mind, because you know, I didn't want to have something built and then go to my first valet customer and have them turn around and say, this is way too complicated for us. So I wanted to make sure they were kind of, you know, their concerns and their issues were addressed from square one.
So the app is called Parker, and what were some of the things that they told you would be great if you had it on the app that you used?
Well, frankly, the biggest things for valets, I guess, when it comes to accepting credit cards are it needs to be fast and it needs to be cheap. One of the, you know, and each of those are big issues for them. The valet business is a volume play, and, you know, a lot of times their margins, you know, if you start taking out 3%, 4% of a transaction using that for credit card processing fees, their bottom line gets affected very quickly. So, you know, we kind of developed it and said, all right, you know, just like the customer will pay $3 to $5 to get money from an ATM, we'll charge them a convenience fee that's less than an ATM, but allows us to offer the credit card processing to valet companies for free. Also, by offloading the transaction to the customers and having it take place on their phone, you avoid the situation where a driver is turned into a cashier. And so, you know, it speeds up things at the actual valet stand.
So you create Parker, you have what makes total sense to me, what you just said, that they can't be carrying cash, they're not cashiers, it has to be fast, easy, boom, done. You start to pitch it around, and is this like, well, you're a man, but is it in a sense like birthing a baby? Is this pretty exciting to you to watch all this happen right now?
It's been exciting, fun. It's been a very cool, you know, I guess year plus now. You know, I hired developers last summer, and, you know, we were released in the App Store back in May. First locations came online then. Android came out in August, and we're, you know, continuing to grow, and it's just, it's a lot of fun to see something that, you know, years ago was just an idea on some paper, and now actually see people using it when you go out.
Yeah, how cool. Was it hard for, you know, in the entrepreneurial sense, was it hard to decide on developers and inputs and meetings and all that kind of stuff, or no? You knew you got some good recommendations and you knew who to go to.
I was very lucky in that I had some friends in the startup community who were able to recommend some developers. I shopped around a little bit, but when a friend comes to you and says, hey, I personally recommend these, that carries a whole lot of weight with me. And so, you know, it made my shopping around a bit easier.
Yeah, no kidding. When you told your wife who you left with her glass of wine, your idea, and now she's seen this in this past year and a half and all of this has unfolded and happened, and, of course, she married this attorney, which you are an attorney, is she like, wow, this is pretty wild?
Yeah, but she's actually, you know, she's been having fun with it as well and been just as big a part of it as I have and been incredibly supportive. She actually does a lot of our social media at this point. And, you know, they always tell you that if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you certainly can't do it alone, because it's helpful to have people who, you know, are able to support you along the way. And, you know, for that, I can't thank Aaron enough.
Do you see yourself doing some other apps in the future?
You know, possibly. You know, right now it's kind of hard to think past the one that I've got right now. I've got a book of little ideas that I keep writing things down. But, you know, right now this is sort of the one that I'm focusing on. And, you know, at some point I might turn a little bit of my attention to the next one. But, you know, I think whether it's apps or something else, I think entrepreneurial activities are things that are going to be a big part of my life going forward.
And the app is called Parker, right?
Yes, it's Parker, P-A-R-Q-E-R.
And if somebody wants to get Parker, they can go on iTunes and get it that way? Or go to the App Store, rather?
Yeah, we're in the App Store. We're also on Google Play. You know, just search for it by name, or you can visit you know, our website, and we've got the link there, and they can download it and give it a try.
Awesome. I love it. John Adolph, continued success. Rock on with that entrepreneurial spirit.
All right. Thank you very much.
So you got to love that, you know, in the world of apps, it's all about ideas. And John said that he had the idea, and it's that pain point. I'm so glad that's the word that he used, because that's what it is. When there's some need that can fill, where you can clearly see, geez, this really has a good chance because this is happening to me, and I can see how this would happen to other people as well, then you know you have a chance at a home run. And the mobile app world has just exploded, because, you know, think about it. We are a nation that walks around with our smartphones, our tablets, you know, whatever the mobile device is. And apps are incredibly handy. Now, you know, you have the Find Your Phone apps. You got the apps that basically that can practically dress you. I'm not kidding. It's just crazy, right? And so now here's another one that fills a need if you're like John or me and you don't carry cash around, and then you're stuck in that bizarre situation, that awkward situation. And I would never valet park and not pay the poor guy who's running around grabbing my car, of course. And this way, how easy is that? And you don't have to tie them up because they can't afford to be tied up, right? So you heard him mention Google Play, the App Store, all that kind of stuff. And you see it. If you go on, and I go on a lot, and you look at what the apps are that are out there and some of the popular apps that really have just caught fire, and every couple of weeks, new things creep in, and it's very, very exciting. Look for some future apps and more conversations about it right here on America Tonight. So hang with us.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No attorneys to plead my case. No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. The diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah. I just turn my life down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble.
Tonight, we've got our Nail the Score deal. So, for fun, the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Once the game of the week is chosen, you, yes, you, get the chance to win some fabulous prizes. You just call in at 855-266-5283 and tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. No analysis needed. If you want to throw it in, you can. But it's straight up just a guess. Pretend you're in Las Vegas or some other casino, and you're doing the Keno thing. So you're just coming up with numbers. It's oh that easy. Speaking of numbers, I think it's just about time that we hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Steven, who says, Kate Delaney, you make me laugh. I love your drop a joke. When is that coming back up? I think it's funny how you try to tell those one-liners. You're actually pretty hysterical. But the one-liners are not your forte, my dear. I don't know if you saw this or not about the lava burning in the Hawaii town. I think you mentioned something about loving Hawaii and having been there. It is pretty creepy to watch the lava, and it's incredibly hot. There's really not very much they can do. It's just streaming and burning asphalt and anything in its wake. What do you think happens? When does it finish? Surely you do not think that I can tell you the time and date of when lava is going to stop flowing at Kilauea. I wish I had that kind of ability to look into my crystal ball. It is crazy. It's been erupting for more than 31 years, right? So the flow that's happening now started in June. You know, what does it do? Well, it burns trees, tires, anything in its wake. So, of course, the asphalt deal hitting the house, which is a bummer for the people that live in this village, but they know the drill. So the flow keeps going, burns through the trees and grass and wherever until it sometimes drops off and then, because you know you're talking about an island, drops off and goes into the water, basically. It's a volcano. It is crazy to see it, I gotta say. And it is, you know, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever. If you get near it, it's not good because that rubber on your shoes, I said this before, will just burn right off. I mean, it'll just burn off. So these houses, unless it piles up, these houses can get hit by the flow. It doesn't look like it's an immediate threat, but they're watching it. The main road is, the flow closest to the main road is stopped, but it's spreading in other breakout spots. And one of them is near a cemetery. Now that is creepy. If it goes over the cemetery, it goes over the cemetery. That would be wild. Because anything that's in the way, boom, it's going to get burned. That's it, period. All right, this one from Rocky who says, Kate Burr, it's very cold. Every time you say it, it only makes me colder. It's not a polar vortex. It's an Arctic chill out. If only I could just hang in my hamlet in Illinois, but that's not the way it goes, baby, because I got to go to work. It is a lingering, bone-chilling, kind of cold. You know what I'm saying? I long for summer and to complain about the heat. Boy, isn't that the truth. We get into summer and we have crazy hot summers, some of us, or we have had record-setting temperatures and we complain and complain. Oh, I hate it. It's so hot. Now we've got Arctic air that's killing us in some areas, meaning it's freezing. I mean, Denver's high was 5 degrees on Wednesday. 5 degrees in the Appalachians, single digits in the East Coast. It's going to be very cold. We have cold weather warnings across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. They issue the freeze warning, so you got to watch the pipes. In Billings, Montana, the temperatures are the craziest. It's the temperature swing, I think, we don't like. It went from the 60s into the single digits earlier on Tuesday, and it was like that on Wednesday, too. So you'd see people out, and they'd have, like, short sleeves on, no coats, and then the next day, they're dressed up like Nanook from the North. People, this is what we live with, right? This is life. This is the cycles we're cycling through toward the winter. I mean, if you live in a place like South Dakota, you know that you do get some great spring weather and fall weather, but you're going to get smashed in the winter. That's just how it is. Illinois, same thing. Michigan, same thing. Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, they had 18 inches of snow. The central part of Minnesota, 16 inches of snow. It's funny because when you grow up in a place like that, they're used to lots of snow and kids are still going to school. Where I grew up outside of Philly, if you had 16 inches of snow, guaranteed a couple of days off. I mean, yeah, you're not doing anything with that. You are guaranteed a couple of days off. No question. How about this one from Bruce who says, Kate, I remember not too long ago you had on the woman from Headline News who was talking about Jodi Arias and had written a book and covering the trial. This Arias thing is so creepy. On Wednesday, the defense attorneys for Jody Arias were trying to portray her as just a person who got caught in the middle of a bad cycle, for the lack of not knowing how to describe it to you, because I only caught the tail end of it, but saying that it's crazy that they're in the situation that they're in now, and she should not be given the death penalty because the prosecutors are trying to secure a death sentence. Otherwise, she gets life in prison. What do you think will happen? Boy, this is the night for asking me what I think is going to happen. Kilauea, when the flow is going to stop, and what's going to happen with Jody Arias. Well, that whole thing is creepy. That whole thing is creepy. The her defense attorneys are trying to say that she was married to somebody who was, boyfriend was a devout Mormon who had secret sex urges, and that's why she shouldn't be killed. Because that's how come, they're not saying specifically, but this is part of what led to him being killed. So I think that she ends up with life in prison. There's a thing about, I believe, women and the death penalty. There have been women that have been put to death, definitely, and you can guarantee it's mostly in Texas. But, you know, she killed him in a jealous rage because he wanted to end their relationship. 30 knife wounds, shot in the head, throat slit. I can't even describe to you what that meant, the throat slit, because it was so bad. Arias acknowledged that she killed him, if you remember, but said it was self-defense after he attacked her in his home. That didn't, I can't, you know, it's crazy. That didn't happen. So she was just so crazy in love, nutty, that is what led her to do that. She's not going to get the death penalty. She's going to get life in. I'd be shocked if she did. She's going to get life in prison. That's what's going to happen. There, I gave a prediction. I don't see that they're going to push for the death penalty, but I don't think that's going to happen. How about that? Here's one from Brad, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've emailed the show. I'm sorry, I've been listening, and hello to all the listeners of America Tonight. I know that sometimes you point out the crazy things, the hypocrisy that happens when it comes to things dealing with religious holidays especially. So what did you make of that school not too far from Washington, D.C., that decided to get rid of Christmas and other religious holidays from their school calendar without actually moving the days off? Well, I think it's a chicken move. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You are still going to get the days off. You're still going to get the days off, but we're not going to call it Yom Kippur, or we're not going to call it Christmas, or we're not going to call it Easter break anymore. We're not going to say that. You know, we might not even say Thanksgiving. It's just the days. Here are the days that we have circled on the calendar that mean you have off. I mean, the pressure to be over the top PC, I don't understand. I mean, even the principal, the superintendents are saying, no. This is, you know, we're not going to be closed for religious observances, but because of the high absenteeism among students and staff members on those days, we're just going to leave it. What? Okay, so you can have off, but we're saying that you skipped school. You know, Montgomery School Board's vote to eliminate calendar references to religious holidays followed a request by a community leader to give equal prominence on the calendar to the Islamic holy days. So you can see where all of this started, and my, oh my. Sometimes I prefer old school, let's put it that way. We're kicking into high gear next. Nail the score.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Another Nail the Score. How exciting. Nathan Reeder, despite the snow, the weather, the chill, he was able to get the computer into the main studio. So, Nathan, let it fly. Me, oh my, the Eagles and the Packers, the Eagles and the Packers. Now, you want to talk about cold. This is going to be a cold game, friends. This is going to be played at Lambeau Field. So do you give the Packers a little bit of an edge because they're in front of the Cheesehead crowd? Or, nah, that's not going to matter. The Eagles can play in cold weather. I don't know that the weather has such a factor over the Eagles at all. And anybody in professional sports who's had to play through Green Bay and Denver and other very cold places, that would be so weak to use that as an excuse. And they wouldn't use it as an excuse. So when I look at the matchup, it's hard for me not to be a little jaded in one sense because I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. The Eagles are 7-2. The Packers are 6-3. the line is a good indicator. The line is the Green Bay giving up almost a touchdown, 6.5 points. They're going to try to stay unbeaten at Lambeau. And this is like a possible NFC playoff implication that's hanging in the balance. I mean, now every game's important. Every game matters big time when you look at the scoreboard because it's either the way out or the way in the opposite direction. I mean, this is well into the second half. The Eagles don't have Nick Foles. They have Mark Sanchez, but they've been fine with Mark Sanchez. So I'm going to say Sanchez has to worry that he doesn't get killed by the sack machine, Clay Matthews. And I think he can do that and get that coverage. So I'm going to say that the Eagles stun the Packers, the Packer crowd. I know a couple of people that are going to be at that game. And I think that the final score will be 28-24 Eagles. Is my guess. What's your guess? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Who wins this, the Eagles or the Packers? You can also flip me an email at americatonight.net. I promise I'll get it in. americatonight.net. Or on Pal Talk, you can hit me up with your guess on Pal Talk. You will be duly noted, locked and loaded, and everything in between. I promise I will get to that by the top of the hour, because you only have till the top of the hour to weigh in on the Cowboys and the Packers. For the Eagles and the Packers, it has big implications for the Dallas Cowboys, who have been playing really well, except for a couple of hiccups, as they came back from London and ripped apart the Jags as they should have last week. They'll get their bye week, which is great timing, and then they take on Philadelphia on Thanksgiving. So that's a very big game, needless to say, for the two NFC East rivals. Let's see what Dan in Texas has to say about this one. Dan, who do you like in this one? Do you like the Packers or the Eagles?
Packers,
okay, what's the score?
I know you're an Eagle fan and you love the Eagles, but these are the Green Bay Packers. They're the best in the West, and they're going to stomp all over your little boys.
Meanie, what's the score?
Okay. I figure it's going to be a quarterback dream for Rodgers. I figure 37-24.
37-24. And, you know, I'm jaded. It's hard for me to say, but you could be right on that because you have, thanks, Dan, because you've got Sanchez on the other side, who's done well for Nick Foles, but this would be an incredible test for him. Not that he hasn't been in that position before. He's no rookie. But Aaron Rodgers has been on fire. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I think we have Aaron Rodgers talking about how tough the Eagles are.
Every game is a measuring stick, you know, when it comes this time of the year. You know, we're 6-3. We're a game back in the division. We still have a couple of division games to go, which will be really important. But these are important games. You know, when you start to looking at potential seeding for the playoffs, you know, they're in a tight race in the East, and we're in a tight race in the North. You definitely get after the pass really well. You got a lot of sacks. They had a great day last week with sacks and turnovers. They definitely hit the quarterback and have ways to pressure up the middle and outside. They're very talented on the perimeter.
All right, talented on the perimeter. How about that? So, you know, you get pretty much where he's coming from and what he's saying. These are the measuring stick times. This is what everybody is looking at this point. 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net, like you, Sharon, in Maine. I'll be looking for it and a couple of others. Grim de la Grim, hello.
Hey there, Kate. This is the end of the second trimester. We've had the sonogram. I can see 21 digits. Yeah, I'm going to go 21 Eagles. And then with the Packers, 14.
Ooh, okay, so you like the Eagles, too. 21-14 Eagles. Yeah, it could You know, I keep saying it's like Dan made the point, Aaron Rodgers, and I made the point about Clay Matthews, but I'll tell you, Grim, it easily could go in the other direction because, of course, the Eagles aren't intimidated, and I mentioned that nobody can be let themselves be intimidated at this point if they're this far deep into the season and they are a team that is looking at the playoffs, certainly. All right, Jack the Limey, Jack's not a Limey. He's from down under. He says Eagles 21, Packers 19. Boy, that'd be an exciting game to watch if that were the case. So mostly Eagles. How about you, Nathan Reeder? It wouldn't be Nail the Score if you didn't give us a guess.
I am like the master, aren't I?
You are. You're the master picker.
you know what? I'm going to mirror Jack and say Packers 21, Eagles 19. Now, wouldn't that be a feisty game?
Oh, so he picks the Eagles and you go in the opposite direction. You pick the Packers. I like it.
Yeah, my friends would not be happy with me if I didn't pick the Packers.
Yeah, I like it. Packers. It's so funny because Matt hates the Packers because he's Mr. Minnesota Vikings fan and says the Minnesota Vikings fans hate the Packers.
It's true.
So you embrace it because of your friends that are obviously Packer fans. So two different outlooks on that. How about that? You know, it's it is interesting because it is a sea of purple when you go to Minnesota. You know that, right?
I've seen them a few times.
You've seen those crazy Viking fans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the History Channel, there was a show called The Vikings. Your peeps, were they some of your peeps, the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, those people, they were brutal. They were plunderers. They were trashing the earth when they sailed west. They're scary.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
They are scary.
Oh, yeah. That was, you know, that was like the epitome of the Germanic, you know, even though
yes.
They were not Germanic.
I have to say, I love reading about the Vikings, but this show, folks, on the History Channel, there's a couple of redeeming people in it, but it really makes you think about the Vikings and what they did. You know, they tried to take over Ireland. I swear I saw the Viking ships. Maybe I was hallucinating when I was in Ireland. Here come the Vikings, and I'm here just in time for it. They do have they do talk about the Vikings, and they talk about the Vikings coming to Ireland and what that was like. And they have a Vikings little ship that goes up and down the River Liffey that you can ride. I thought they were kidding me when they were telling me all this stuff about the Vikings. I was like, wow, history was one of my best subjects. I must have been asleep that day. I don't know. All right, don't worry. I know I got a ton of emails with some guesses. There's about 7 of you. I will record them in the order which I received them, so you'll be in the hunt for Nail the Score.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.